Thomas's presents Technique with Tom.
Slicing an English muffin with a butter blade? Boulder Dash! Just pull apart with your hands and marvel in the nooks and crannies' splendor. For each one is unique, like a snowflake. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
Today, one of our favorite stars is stopping by, actress and mom, Busy Phillips. Plus, music producer and food lover Benny Blanco whips up a dish from his new cookbook. And oops, Barbara Streisand clarifying her very public Instagram comments about Melissa McCarthy that were meant to be private. And we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Exactly. Hey, everybody. How are you? It's Wednesday. Guess what today is? May 1.
First day of May.
May 1.
We're so happy May is here. What's happening?
Oh, God.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling? Everyone in my family has a cold. Everybody.
Same with me.
Everybody's sick.
I mean, I started it.
Yeah.
And I passed it to every child.
Yes.
In the last 2 weeks in our house, we've all had colds.
Yep.
We've had impetigo, which
I don't even know what that is. Is it nasty?
Don't Google
it. Don't tell me.
Okay. I once got it during the pandemic, in the depths of the pandemic.
Okay. You're going to give
received
details.
And pink eye. 2 weeks of all of that. And I'm wondering, for y'all listening, are we festering bacteria in my house?
No, I think everybody's, you know what? I think it's just happening. It's that time of year. Everybody's getting it.
I'm sorry I gave you a cold.
That's okay.
I'm
almost done with
it.
I gave it to my kids, but they're all good. We're all good now.
Okay. I'm patient here.
So Barbara Streisand was in the news yesterday. She had what a lot of us have had, which is an oops moment. What did I just
do? Wait, the best part is...
Yeah.
All the oops moments usually for most of us happen kind of in silo. We don't see it. But hers got tons of attention because here's how it all started.
Yeah.
She saw a photo of Melissa McCarthy, her pal.
Yeah.
This photo right here. And she shared it alongside a director friend of hers. And Barbara commented, "Give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?"
Basic question. And then Barbara continued.
Well,
it starts with, OMG. I went on Instagram to see the photos we'd posted of the beautiful flowers I'd received for my birthday. Below them was a photo of my friend Melissa McCarthy, who I sang with on my Encore album.
Yes.
She looked fantastic. I just wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the whole world was reading.
And Melissa, being Melissa and the most lovely, had a laugh about the whole thing. Take a look.
The takeaway, Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
So cute. Okay, that's hilarious.
I mean, we all remember, those moments.
Have you ever hearted a picture that you didn't mean to heart that was kind of weird and you're like, I didn't mean that unheart?
Yes.
Because you're just putting your finger on it.
Have you ever been speaking about somebody while doing a million things and accidentally emailed or texted
them whole convo
instead of, recorded yourself?
Don't you hate when you look at your texts and all the words you've been saying for the last 5 minutes
have been
are
recorded
in a random text message?
Yes.
That all you'd have to do is hit send and then that would be that?
I've had that.
And then what to have?
I mean, it just looked like complete gibberish. Like, you're like, huh? But I have texted somebody a whole paragraph and they're like, is this meant for me?
Babbling. It is scary to do that. Have you ever done the thing with an email? Something's not right and you're trying to, you're like, I wish that this person would have and this didn't work out. And then you hit send and then it goes
to the person. If we're honest, I think all of us have had that. Have you?
Yes.
I have.
It's a terrible
and then
feeling.
The worst part is there's nothing like that. I mean, Barbara did it perfectly because then you have to kind of eat yourself out. She just said, I thought she looked great.
What do you think about people asking people if they're on Ozempic? Because that's kind of been a weird thing. Some people say it from the mountaintops.
Who say they are?
I did Ozempic.
Well, Oprah said it.
Yeah. And some people are like, I don't know, or maybe they're not on it. We don't know. But there is that kind of thing where certain people are saying it, certain people aren't saying
it. Well, it's so interesting to me because you can, you can get in good shape by working out.
Yeah,
and like eating less. Yes. Like it's like you still can do the things that we used to do before this magic pill or whatever existed. So it's like, I mean, people will like be like, you look great. We know what you're on. And I'm like, well, you know,
I'm not on that.
It's interesting to straight up ask it.
Yeah, that is. That takes some moxie. I like when people just straight up tell you.
Me too.
That's more fun. Okay. Lenny Kravitz went viral for a video of him in the gym. Okay. He works out a lot. We know that.
Social media blew up because they were stunned by this costume. They were like, huh? And I will say, wearing leather pants in the gym takes some guts.
It does.
Because imagine taking them off. Getting them off is a workout in himself.
Oh my God.
Have you ever gone to wearing leather pants in a hot New York City night? Because, for example, concerts, I used to have, Henry would call it my concert look when we were like young and wild, where I would wear leather pants and like a rocker tee.
Yeah.
And then it would seem cool, but then I'd be in New York getting on the subway to go to the concert and then standing in the concert.
Baking.
And then get
sweating.
Home and it's like.
Did you ever see that episode of Friends where when he's trying to put powder on his leather pants, he can't get them off or on?
Getting the leather pants off and with sweat is nearly impossible.
All right. So this is what Lenny Kravitz told Variety. I'm always working out in leather pants or jeans and boots, whatever. If I'm doing cardio, of course I'm going to wear sweats. So he wears his leather and mesh if he's only doing weights.
Okay, I am sorry, but that weight move.
That's a sweaty
weight move. We would be sweating by the time we laid down.
No. Okay, now. I like to have workout clothes for a workout.
Me too.
I can't. And sometimes, even if you don't have the shoes, you feel like the whole thing is ruined.
I was in the gym the other morning, and there was this lovely lady who works for our company, you know, probably. And she was sitting in there, and she had penny loafers on.
Yep.
She was wearing shoes, but it shows some guts because it's like.
Well, you know what she could have done, which is what most people have done. I can't work out. I didn't bring my shoes.
Yes.
She was like, I'm working out.
Yes.
I don't care if I don't have my shoes.
Are you the type of person, this is me, that even when you're going for an evening walk with your child, which is a slow pace, changes out of what jeans and puts on workout clothes and
you
a sports
have to.
Bra?
Yes, because you feel like you're doing.
I'm like, Mila, let me put on my workout clothes. She goes, Mom, we're just going for a 10-minute walk. Hold on.
I'll be there in a minute.
Because you never know if you need to break out into a sprint, you know?
But there is something fun that, you know, it
you're
could
changing.
Happen. Yes. It's a new phase you're going into.
New outfit.
Yes.
Okay, guys, guess what? It is Wednesday. That means it's a new episode of Making Space.
Come on. It's a good one.
This one is incredible. Tell us all about it.
Well, we sat down with Sarah Jakes Roberts yesterday, T.D. Jakes' daughter, who is many, many other things other than that. So I had the chance to sit with her for a lengthy conversation. It is chock full of wisdom and life lessons from a woman who has been through all of it and is now the boss. Like, she is a boss. And she shows you how you can kind of take that voice inside you that says you're not good enough and turn it around. Oh. She's done it.
She was on our show and we spoke
yesterday.
Not long enough, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
We wanted more.
And you can now listen.
Yes.
You can scan that QR code right there, or you can search for Making Space with Hoda Kotb wherever you get your podcast. This one is probably
It's one of the favorites. Yeah, one of the favorites.
Okay, it's going to be.
All right, guys, coming up next. Friends invite you over for dinner, but you don't like going to their house. So can you suggest a restaurant instead?
I think yes. We're going to solve your social dilemmas right after this. You don't like their house.
Maybe it's dog or cat smelling.
Alpha 1-9er, commence Wi-Fi device checklist.
Laptops on. TVs streaming. Game console consoling. Smart thermostat set for cuddle time. Doorbell camera. Oh, my package is here.
Fast, reliable, able to power tons of devices inside your home at once.
All systems go, you are clear for takeoff.
This is Xfinity Internet, Wi-Fi built to wow. And watch the short film, The Aviators, now playing at Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply, actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey guys, Willie Geist here, reminding you to check out the Sunday Sit Down podcast. On this week's episode, I get together with my NBC neighbor, Jimmy Fallon, to talk about his 10 years as host of The Tonight Show, reflecting on his long career in comedy, his years at SNL, and yes, landing the biggest job in late night. A little time backstage with Jimmy Fallon. You can get our conversation now for free wherever you download your podcasts.
All right, it's time to help our viewers with some tricky situations in our segment,
Hoda and Jenna's Social Dilemmas. Okay, and this week, it's a special, real simple edition of Modern Manners for Social Dilemmas.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Little column in there, which is shocking.
All right, here's the first one. It's from Jay. Whenever our friends invite us over for dinner, we make an excuse to meet at a restaurant instead. Why? They have two large dogs who are allowed to roam free and are fed scraps from the table. After dinner, the plates are put on the floor for the dogs to lick. The lack of hand washing prior to meal prep is an issue as well.
Ooh.
I think they're starting to wonder why we avoid going to dinner in their home. What should we do?
I have to tell you.
About the cleaning of the plates by the dog.
I have to tell you, I'm worried a little that people find this, that we're like the cat house.
But wait, what do you do with your,
well,
do
I
you
just,
put your plates on
you
the
know
floor?
When you're in your own home, you don't
yeah.
really know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't
and
know.
I think it smells good. But like, we have cat litter and such. Do you think people are like, hey, I don't really want to go to the Hagers because the cat smell.
No.
Like, do you think our house smells?
No,
like-
you light candles all over.
Okay.
Okay, so what is this person supposed to do?
I think they can just say, I think you could just say, and this is putting yourself out there, ugh. I don't like dogs.
God, you really go for the end.
I think they could just say, hey, it's me, not you. What type of person am I that don't like animals? But I'm not a big dog fan. And so can we just, why don't y'all come over to our house?
Yeah, I think you can still kick the can a little. I think you could invite them over to your house. You could do one more restaurant. And then
I mean, how often are they seen?
I know, y'all see each other a lot.
I don't even see my best friends
I
for
know,
dinner.
I know. It's probably once every few months. I don't even know that they're noticing.
They're not noticing.
They're not. I think you have to.
But if you want to put it
issue.
On you, just say you don't like dogs.
Or
okay, they may
go,
not.
Go on.
All right, here's the next one. It's from Catherine. I am a Gen X mom somewhere between your ages. I'm getting the vibe that using emojis and text is cringy. Thoughts?
Mm-mm. It's not cringy.
No, it's wonderful. Who told you it's cringy?
Also, here's the thing that I think. I think we should stop worrying what other people think of the human being that we are.
Yeah.
And just be who you are.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. Have you watched Cher post something on Twitter? It's all emojis.
Yes.
Okay? She's doing it her way.
Yes.
She's not saying, I wonder what person A, B, and C think of what how I want to express myself.
Yes.
There's something about confidence that I think
yes.
is awesome. That's how trends get started.
Yes.
It's because she might be starting something, but I think you've got to step into, like, what are they going to think of what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Text,
and
smiley face, thumbs
can
up.
Can I also just say what I say to my 11-year-old daughter? If you have friends that are making you feel cringy
yes.
because you're living your authentic
yes,
life.
Yes, good.
Remember how Brene
good.
Brown always
yes.
says there's the candle blower out.
Outer. Yes.
If you say, hey, I love heart, heart. Ew, why are you texting
yes.
heart? They're blowing you out.
Yeah.
You want people that
yes.
build you up.
Yes.
So if your
agree.
Group is making you feel cringy
agree.
For your heart, X,
okay.
X.
We have a last one.
Okay. Here it is. We like to keep our children off social media for multiple reasons. Our family members' intentions are good, but they do not pick up on this. In fact, they post a lot of photos of our kids. We're stuck because we don't care that pictures are taken, only that posting them bothers us, and it would break their heart to hear we want them to stop. Any advice?
You could ask them to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're your kids.
I think so. You can just say, hey, we don't, we, for the reasons that you have,
right.
feel like we want to keep our kids off social media. Please take the pictures.
Take the pictures. Also, you can text them to your friend.
Yeah.
Your friend who's dying to see your
yes.
kids. Text them.
Yes.
But the idea that you're just putting them out there, like, I get it. Let's get a big group family text so we can all share pictures
right.
and whatnot. Or send them to your friend at the coffee shop or whomever.
Yes.
But yeah. I get it.
We're trying
yeah.
to keep
we're trying
this
not
boundary.
To. Yeah, I think they'll get it.
I like it. All right, if y'all have a social dilemma, email us at modernmanners@realsimple.com.
Coming up next, look who's here. It's our friend, Busy Phillips.
We've got a lot to catch up on, including, y'all, she has a new late night talk show. What has taken so long? We need her back on late night right after this.
Looks great.
She's cute.
Cute. We are back with our good friend, actress, TV host, author, and mom, Busy Phillips, who you know her from her many, many roles, like her character Summer on the hit Netflix show Girls Five Eva.
Yeah, and you'll be seeing a lot of Busy soon. She's getting ready to host a new late-night talk show called Busy This Week. It's on QVC Plus. What has taken so long? We've been waiting for you to get back.
You guys.
Me too.
Tell us.
Well, a little bit of the pandemic happened. My late night show that I had on E! Busy Tonight was canceled in 2019. Mm-hmm. And Casey St. Ange, who's my partner and my showrunner from that show, and I were trying to get something back together. The pandemic happened. Yeah. We pivoted and did our podcast. Mm-hmm. And then about a year and a half ago, QVC Plus asked if I would do a holiday special with them. Yep. And I asked Casey to come do it with me. And then I said to her,
this is
do you think...
Could we?
I love these people. This is our audience.
Yeah.
Can we do a late night talk show for QVC Plus?
So it was your idea.
That's so smart. So it is a talk show, but you can buy things. Is that the deal?
Well, you know, it's funny. Everybody wants to know that. And especially like we're booking guests and people are like, can I sell stuff? Because people love QVC.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
I have such memories of growing up, like watching, wanting things.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the stuff is shoppable. But we're not selling things. It's more just
it's
like a real.
You're like, oh, I want that pillow that's sitting next to Busy. Got
that
it.
Is got brilliant. It. We want to come on.
Uh-huh. You're coming.
We want to come. Don't we?
Please.
Okay. So we also saw that you and your ex-husband had a huge garage sale. Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
Guys, listen, there he is. My sweet co-parent.
You have the best relationship.
Yes. Well, listen, it was not without many years of therapy and us working together to make our relationship what it is today. But, you know, we moved here in 2020 from Los Angeles, where I lived for 23 years, and we had a bunch of stuff in storage. And Liz Wolf, who owns the incredible Cure Thrift shop here in New York, where all of her proceeds at Cure Thrift go to type 1 diabetes
Amazing.
Research. She's incredible. Mm. And she and I met and she was like, let's do a garage sale. We can donate some of the money to whatever you want. It doesn't have to be type. And I did, you know, I did some money to abortion funds and we did some, it was really
great.
It's so interesting when a relationship or a marriage ends. And I was telling Jenna this the other day, like I had a box of stuff that had like pictures from the first date to the last. And you realize like that was a part of your life that now sits in a box that goes on a shelf. And now you are repotting, whatever you want to call it, and you're starting all over again, putting a chapter on the side. So how do you deal with transitions like that?
It's really hard. I'm not great with transitions, Hoda. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this process to be really cathartic because it forced us to look at the life that we had mm-hmm. built together.
Yes.
And we still have a chunk of it because we have these two beautiful mm-hmm. people that we're so committed to raising, which is why we're so committed to our mm-hmm. friendship and mm-hmm. our co-parenting. So we really had a lot of conversations about what to let go of and what to mm-hmm. hold on to.
I mean, both emotionally.
Yes.
And
yes. It was kind of deep and ultimately an amazing experience.
I mean, also who knew a garage sale could bring that much healing,
right? I know. I think more people should do it. I'll help you if you need it.
So where are you in the love department? Are you looking or are you hanging? What are you doing?
Let's go to where she is on the love
where
department.
Where are you?
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Dabbling.
Dabbling.
Are you dabbling?
Yes. Like I have been dating. It's been wild. It's wild.
What's
to date.
It like? Tell why.
Well, for a few reasons, because I'm a, Jenna, it's a lot. You know what I mean? You're asking a guy to like take on a situation.
I think many men would want to take on that situation.
Well, do I want to take on those?
That's right. I feel like that. Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
But I do think it's like there's a shift when you're young. You're like, who's going to choose me?
Yeah.
And after we have aged and done work and felt happy with who we are, it's like, who am I choosing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
You're the chooser.
For sure. Mm-hmm. We get to choose.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just am, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, you're open. Let's talk about another reason that you're here. Yeah. This is interesting, and I think a lot of people may be in this similar situation. You went to take your daughter to a doctor visit, and you learned that she had ADHD, but what you didn't know you were going to find out as well is you, too, had and had been struggling with it
and
for so
undiagnosed
long. You finally had a name
life,
for
your
it.
Whole life.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because, yes, I took my daughter because she was having issues in school. And this was many years. I was in my this was several years ago now. It was our older daughter. And as the doctor was going through all the symptoms with Birdie, Mark was like looking at me and I was looking at him and we were like, well, that's me. Yeah. Every single thing is me. So I went to my own doctor and got my own diagnosis. And it really shifted my brain because there were all of these things that I thought like, ugh, I can't follow through. Ugh, I'm like so disorganized and lazy. Like, ugh, if only I could get my, get it together. And then all of a sudden this doctor was like, okay, your brain just works differently. There are things we can do. There's medication. There's non-stimulant medication even now. There are all kinds of tricks that you can learn. And I just have to say, I don't think that it's a coincidence that the last 6 years of my career, 7 years of my career have been like the most fruitful.
Wow.
But
also, do you feel like because you were undiagnosed, you sort of learned some techniques on your own?
I just felt terrible all the time, Jenna, about myself. I just thought like, I can't do this. I'm not good at life. I can't handle it all. And what's interesting is that I started talking about it on the podcast with Casey, and we got an influx from women
who have
saying,
the same thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
What kind of medication are you taking?
I take a non-stimulant now. Called
Calgary, but it's so true. There's so many. I mean, we were saying we know many people that have had the same exact thing happen.
Yeah.
It's wild. And also, I think it's very common for women. Well, we know.
We know.
We can get into the whole thing, guys. For women and with diagnoses in general. You know, and you really have to advocate for yourself. But I guess my advice and what we say on the podcast and what we've heard from women that have written in, and I've just heard from literally like ladies on the street, is thank God I talked to my doctor. Like, thank God I went and saw somebody about it finally instead of living with this thing that I thought
was shameful.
Yes.
You're a paid spokesperson, right? Busy for a pharmaceutical.
For the drug I take.
And what's it
Which
called?
Which works out great. Calbry.
Calbry. Awesome. Thank you, Busy. Be sure to watch Busy on our new late night talk show. It's Busy this week. It starts streaming on QVC Plus and HSN Plus, both of them on May 8th.
May 8th.
Let's go already.
You're going.
Do
it.
Happening.
Oh my God,
happening.
Amazing.
All right. Coming up next, guys, he is the producer behind some of the biggest hits in music from Katy Perry, Rihanna, so many more. Benny Blanco, he's bringing his talents to the culinary world, and he joins us after this.
He's so
adorable.
Cute. So cute. Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, Rihanna. These are just some of the stars that record producer and songwriter Benny Blanco has worked with.
Well, now, Benny is bringing all that talent into the kitchen. He's got a new book. It's called Open Wide, a cookbook for friends. Benny, you had this hidden talent like all tucked away?
You know, it's one of those things. You know when you're a kid and you're scared? I don't know. I was just scared to tell everyone. And when it finally happened, I pinch myself every day. I literally woke up this morning and I'm like, how am I coming in and doing the Today Show? Like, this is what we watch as like a kid.
Wait,
oh my gosh,
this is the guy who has produced records for every song you're thinking right now in your head. It probably is a Benny song.
It's, you know, what's so cool is that you have all of these talents, you know, I mean, music is probably your first love.
Yeah.
Probably.
But, and songwriting, which is like poetry writing, but when, like, what came first?
You know, it all came, my mom worked in a different state. So we were like, I was always like cooking meals and trying to make stuff for when she came home and she's my best friend. And, no, and music was always, I feel like music and food are so similar. You know, baking, forget about it. I'm the worst baker in the entire world. No, I can't follow directions, but with music and yeah, you're just like, you throw a little bit of this and you throw a little bit of that. And same with music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
true.
I love that. I love that. So when you are making a recipe, cooking up a recipe, like what's the rhythm? What do you have going?
Instantly, you have to, it's my one time where I can chill. I tell people who haven't cooked, I'm like, what are you doing? I do it to chill. Give me one knife and an onion, and it's like taking a Xanax for me. Like, put me right down. I'm good.
Well, we love the video of you making a beautiful steak dinner, which we kind of wanted.
We didn't kind of want.
We wanted that. Desperately.
And I wanted
this.
The potatoes.
I wanted that piece of steak, the one that you pulled out.
And I wanted that crunchy fruit. Because you're right. In a salad, nobody cares about the lettuce. It's the crouton in the salad.
And the dressing. That's all I want.
You were making this for your girl.
Yeah.
Do you feel like for any of the men watching, including my husband, that's kind of the key?
Yeah. Are you out of your mind? Look at me. The only way I got where I am is by cooking food. Are you kidding me? That's the best first date in the world. You cook up some food. How can anyone not love you if you're making them a huge steak with potatoes and salad?
Oh, my God. But you have such a great personality.
Yeah.
Like, you're effervescent.
Yes.
By the way, your book party, we were watching some images that we saw on Instagram last night.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you guys support each other, you and Selena Gomez. I love that. She's like kissing your book. Like, this is really it. This is who you want next to you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I wake up every day and I look in the mirror and I'm like, how did this happen? But until anyone figures it out, whee!
Okay, we want to hear what your dinner parties are like, because we heard a little taste and we were wondering why we've never been invited.
Well, first of all, you guys are invited. Do you guys ever come to LA?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, you come out.
We'll come just for it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You walk in. Okay. Anything can happen. First of all, my mom's probably going to be in like a shirt that's like bedazzled that says like best mom ever, bada bing. And then, you know, there'll probably be like a baby walking around with like a half eaten Parmesan cheese wheel. And then, I don't know, Ed Sheeran might be in the other room like playing guitar, singing. Honestly, I just love putting all people together, no matter who they are, what they do. And food is just the best way to bring people together. And I don't want to go out to like a nightclub and like be like, hello. Like, I want to have an amazing meal at my house, get so full that I have to unbutton my pants and fall asleep on the couch in front of all my friends.
We want to be friends with you so bad right now.
Okay, what's your next music situation? Yeah. Are you going to work with Rihanna?
Yes.
I'm just going to say.
I need to know.
I have worked with Rihanna before. Who knows? She's queen.
Supposedly she has music out.
That's what I hear. I'm working on a new album. I'm just gonna come soon.
Okay.
It's your music?
It's my music.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's top secret.
Oh, okay. Well, not that top.
I know, I just went. Hi, guys.
All right, well, wait. Now it's time to get into the second part of your life. We're going to go into the kitchen and we're going to cook with you. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Yeah,
I can't wait. We're going to eat something delicious.
Let's go.
From his new cookbook right after this.
You're the best. Effervescent, man. You are like.
Listen up, true crime fans.
It's a big murder trial underway.
Dateline is launching a new podcast with Andrea Canning.
Welcome to Dateline True Crime Weekly.
We'll cover breaking crime news around the country.
It is the twists, the turns, the craziness.
With the best reporters on the case, NBC News analysts, and Dateline producers on the ground.
Break it down for us.
You'll get fresh insights and behind-the-scenes scoops from crime scenes to courtrooms.
That is bizarre.
Stay in the know and up to date.
So tell us what he said.
Follow Dateline True Crime Weekly to get new episodes starting Thursday.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with music producer Betty Blanco, who's out with his first cookbook. It's called Open Wide, and he's going to show us how to make one of the recipes out of it. By the way, scan the QR code right there at the bottom of your screen and play along.
This is the best cookbook, too. Yeah. We've been looking at it, and you're inspiring me to be a chef.
Really?
Got it. Can I just say, Benny, look at your outfit.
I know.
Look what's happening here. God, look at the seashell buttons. Okay, anyway, you're so cool.
Wow, look.
Very cool.
It's all
very cool. All right, let's cook.
Okay.
What are we making?
We're making chicken cutlets, of course.
Okay, love amazing. Chicken cutlets.
Who doesn't? But with a little twist, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, you got to pound your chicken really thin. Everyone doesn't always have, like, one of those little
mallets.
Meat cleavers. No, you don't need
no.
it. You take one of these, you take a wine bottle, you take a whiskey bottle, and you just, you know, lightly pound it out.
Pound it.
And then you got it. You don't need all
Look
the fancy.
Look how flat that is.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
And then you take it.
Okay.
And then, I'm not getting salmonella on TV.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is
dunk it.
You're going to dunk it in some flour.
First.
Yes. Yeah, first in some flour. And then you're going to dunk it in some egg wash.
Yes.
Okay, then you're going to put it, this is like a mixture of, because I don't like just breadcrumbs.
Okay.
What
so
do you like?
I want breadcrumbs. I want a little bit of panko. Because it's going to...
I like panko.
Yeah, you mix it in. Of course,
yeah.
You mix a little bit of Parmesan in because it like burns, it tastes, it gets a little salty.
Good.
You put in some herbs, you put in some salt. It's delicious.
Okay.
After that, they come right here. This
Look
is
how beautiful
I wish
is.
Cooking was really like this.
Know,
you just go like this.
Right.
You just have someone else wrap it all up.
By
okay.
the way, do you clean as you go?
I'm a cleaner as
Me
I
too.
Go. Are you?
Are you?
You're not.
No, I'm not.
Are you kidding?
You know, Benny, I'm not.
Wait, so now I have... Am I doing this right?
I want you to try.
I'm trying to learn from
Okay, put it in.
Now, what's in here?
Okay, it's a mixture of butter and olive oil.
Okay.
Step. Yeah, yeah.
Put
Wait,
it listen,
in.
Listen to the sizzle.
So it's not like you just put it in a big pan. You don't have to fry it.
No.
Like the way you fried your potatoes.
No. This is different because what you're doing is you want a shallow fry because if you're frying it in deep fry oil, it's gonna get like greasy. It's gonna.
Yeah.
I don't like my chicken like that. This is just.
But
like
it's covering it.
Yeah, it's covering like enough.
In there,
just
man.
Like enough.
Just
and
enough.
It's like just covering it, and then you're gonna get like a golden brown, and it just tastes better because you don't want if you're frying a thin piece of chicken, it's gonna cook. Really quickly.
In 2 seconds.
How long do you leave that in there?
This is going to cook in like probably like 3 minutes a size.
Okay.
You know?
And you crunch it over.
Yeah, and then look, we're crunchy. Okay, now.
Now, how are we dressing it?
Here's where it gets good.
Okay.
Okay,
we wanna know.
So right now, we're going to put, you know, you want some fresh pepper on it.
Okay.
You like the crushed pepper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I like to put a little bit of like spicy, like a little kind of banana, kind of like just a tang. So you get a little bit more.
Okay.
And then what we do is
what?
Grate a little Parm on top.
I feel like Parm is your favorite cheese. Am I wrong?
What do you mean? Look how good it makes it. You do that and then.
Wait, honey?
Yeah, of course.
Is it hot honey or normal
Of course.
Honey?
It's normal honey. But if you want, you put a little hot sauce in it
Look
and you
that.
Make it some
Look
hot
at that.
Honey.
Look at that.
And then, I mean, how could this not be delicious? And then, of course, we got to put
sea
a little.
Salt.
You want to do it? Let me see you do this.
I do.
Let me see you do
I'm
it.
Watching you and I'm so into it.
Oh my
can
God.
Can we try it?
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Of course we can.
Come on.
I'm eating this one. I'm going to eat it with my hands. I don't even care.
Wait, okay, so.
How is it?
What's your favorite recipe for a dinner party?
Yeah.
Why are you asking
the
me why I'm my mouth full?
Sorry, we eat on TV for a movie.
Hold on.
This
that
is amazing.
Honey is so good.
How do you guys eat and talk at the same time?
We've learned
you don't look good.
Okay, perfect.
This is amazing.
I know, isn't it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Favorite recipe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do love this because this is perfect because so all of my recipes are full. It goes with a full dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A vibe.
Right.
Full vibe.
Yeah.
So this one's like how to be an Italian grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And you get chicken, you got meatballs, you got salad,
mm-hmm.
you have an amazing
so
pasta,
good.
And you just don't have to think about it. You look at this book and it tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Benny, you're the boss, but you know who's the real boss?
Who?
Your mom, who's sitting right there.
Can we say hi to your mom?
Hi, mom.
Benny's
oh my God, she's
mom.
On.
Benny's mom.
Bada bing.
Benny's mom.
Benny's mom. Whatever Benny's mom did, she did it. And a great
write
way.
A parenting book when you get an extra time.
Yeah, it could
right?
be a cookbook too. Why not? And
all right,
y'all. Benny's book is amazing.
Yeah.
It will inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more connection, man.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Of course.
Yeah. So to get Benny's recipe and to save your favorite Today Show recipes, head to today.com/food. Create a free account.
So good.
And y'all, buy Benny's cookbook right here. It's called Open Wide. It's at today.com/books or wherever you get your books.
Coming up next, tips to help you put your well-being first. That's coming up right after this.
Benny, we love you.
Our own dinner party.
You're so
fun. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and there's no better time than right now to find out ways to work on our well-being.
Like many of us, journalist Kelly Corrigan is curious about the best ways to go about doing that, and she has interviewed world-renowned doctors. She's interviewed scientists and experts who are trying to fight this mental health crisis on her PBS program and podcast. It's called Kelly Corrigan Wonders. I mean, mental health is having such a moment. And we keep talking about how a lot of kids seem to be talking more about mental health. They seem to be seeking out more mental health assistance, yet somehow they seem more depressed. That was one of those theories. What are you seeing? What are you noticing?
I'm noticing that in a positive way, there's less stigma. Mm-hmm. So people are more comfortable identifying as anxious or depressed.
Yep.
People are super comfortable saying that they're in therapy, mm-hmm. which when we were young, you're a little younger
taboo.
Than I am, but when we were young.
No, but even when I was young, people would say that.
Yeah. It'd be a very whispered thing. Yeah. It'd be like a confidential.
Yeah.
So that's the upside. The downside is that I think that social media and TikTok have such a powerful effect on the way kids enter their identity, that if there's a really cool person talking about how they had a terrible mental health crisis, they might want to join that story.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it's really, that is interesting. Mm-hmm. And you have older children.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising little ones. What have you found helps in this discussion with them? Like, you know, we're talking cell phones and social media. The Surgeon General is talking about all of these statistics.
Yeah.
There's an epidemic of loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So I think that one thing that we really went after with Kelly Corrigan Wonders in the series on well-being was, can we pull out the science and make it plain for all to see?
Yeah, good.
Just as a model for everyone who's looking for the great next move. And there's so much pop science out there, and there's so much influencer science. And so we went to the best of the best and said, what is reliable data-backed science? What are takeaways that we can all employ? So one that kept coming up in a really cool way was that many times the message is you need to change yourself and sometimes with medication. Mm-hmm. But there's also sometimes this other option, which is to change your context. And when that was coming back to me in these interviews, I thought they were going to say, leave a bad job, leave a hard relationship, move.
Yeah.
But there's, and that's all can be true and warranted, but there's also cases where micro changes to your context can have a really significant effect.
Such
and
as.
We know this.
And this is studied. Yeah. This is studied.
This is totally.
Yeah. So
what,
tell
give us
like
a such as
for people that are.
Well, if you think about what it feels like to be at a busy intersection in New York City and what it feels like to sit in a church pew or a restaurant, you notice that there are these environmental cues in a restaurant or a place of worship where there's lower lighting and there's the scent of candles and there's some organ music. And all of those are nudging our central nervous systems to get into a more reflective space. And that's to our great good. And so then if you think about the role of agency in people's well-being, like so many times people who are depressed say, nothing I do matters.
Right.
I can't change anything.
Right.
So just the act of making a small change has sort of a knock-on effect of reminding yourself that there are things you could do. So this isn't going to cure major depressive disorder, but putting on music, standing while you work, calling someone
walk.
Instead of texting someone.
Yeah.
Like there are all these tiny adjustments that you could make that would change the way you experience your day. And our lives are just a collection of our days.
I just want you to get to this one point about changing big behaviors because we worry about social media, et cetera. And you say you have so much hope.
I do have hope. I have hope because the scientists and researchers that I talk to have hope. I have hope because of very specific things, two of which are, I think that precision medicine is coming to mental health. I don't think that we're going to treat depression as one thing anymore. I think, you know, if my grandma had been diagnosed with cancer, it would have been she had cancer. When I was diagnosed, it was you have HER2 new, ERPR positive.
Right.
And this dictates this exact protocol. But right now, we're just trial and erroring people through these SSRIs, et cetera. And that won't always be the case. So precision medicine is coming, says Leanne Williams from Stanford. That was hugely optimistic for me. And then there's also this other piece that made me optimistic, which is an understanding that metabolism is related to mental health. And so Lisa Feldman Barrett, who's top 1% cited scientist worldwide, she's a neuroscientist, said on the show, and then others repeated throughout the 10 episodes, that there's mental health has a metabolic component. And to the extent that we can understand it, we can fix it.
Wow, that is amazing. Kelly, we need to hear
We need a whole segment just on
that. You guys
that.
Can watch Kelly Corrigan Wonders on PBS or listen to her podcast wherever you get podcasts.
We'll be back right after this.
Wait, that what? Will you go? Will you get more on that? What? Tomorrow, we got a couple of big music stars. Alicia Keys.
What? She's our favorite, plus country superstar. Our other fave, Walker Hayes.
See you Thursday.
Bye.
Okay, go.